It improved dramatically after the fall of communism, so why is the quality of the air suddenly getting worse? A new study carried out by the Environment Ministry's Department of Air Protection suggests that in 2005, around two-thirds of the Czech population lived in areas with serious air pollution, opposed to just a third in the previous year. Rob Cameron has been following that story and joins me now in the studio. Rob, this rise seems almost unbelievable.
Well, Daniela, it is incredible. It's hard to believe. Even the director of the department which carried out this study, Jan Kuzel, said he was deeply shocked when he saw these new figures. It should be pointed out that stricter regulations are partly to blame, but that's only part of the story. Air quality really has deteriorated in many areas of the Czech Republic.
Right, but improving air quality was considered to be one of the greatest achievements of the post-communist era, or so they told us. I can remember the smokestack factories belching out poisonous fumes before 1989, but you don't really get to see much of that nowadays. So what has gone wrong?
Well, certainly stricter regulations on industrial emissions such as sulfur and nitrogen did play a major role in improving the air quality across post-communist Central Eastern Europe, the Czech Republic included. But what's happening now is that with rising gas and electricity prices, people are turning increasingly to cheaper, less environmentally friendly methods of heating their homes. So they're going back to burning coal. Some of them are even burning rubbish. And that's releasing a huge number of dust particles into the air. And that's happening across the country, not only in big industrial cities.
Oh, what about cars? Because for some time it seemed to be exhaust fumes from cars that were partly to blame. Is that still the case?
Obviously there's been a huge rise in car ownership since 1989, and of course that's had an influence on the air. But car pollution, according to these figures at least, is still only in second place after dust.
Right, so we're breathing in a lot more dust. What sort of problems can this dust cause?
Some very serious problems. Some of these dust particles are carcinogenic, so people are far more at risk from various cancers, especially lung cancer, because microscopic particles enter the lungs very easily. But air pollution also causes other problems, such as asthma, and women giving birth to underweight babies, which causes more health problems later on in life. So the situation really is quite serious.
But surely, as an EU member state, the Czech Republic has to meet certain norms for air quality. Is it failing to meet those norms?
Yes, it is. And it failed to do so last year and will most probably fail to do so this year as well. The EU's strict regulations say the daily limit for microscopic dust particles must not be exceeded more than 35 times a year. And around half the locations measured by the ministry, the limit had already been exceeded 67 times this year. And in industrial areas of, say, Northern Moravia, the limit has already been exceeded well over 100 times.
Rob Cameron, thank you for that. Bad as the news is.